Okay, we're recording now. This is the third interview with Jack Horn. It's an oral history of his life on the Central Plateau. And I think we've done your teenage years, Jack, and now we're going on to your adulthood.
Yes.
You married a woman called Faye Burles on the 6th of December 1947 at the tender young age of 19. Can you tell us a bit about the wedding?
Well, the wedding was in the English church in Bothwell.
Yeah.
And my mother-in-law and the family was there, of course. And she was quite some lady, the mother-in-law. So she built me a new house and gave me £1,000 for a wedding present.
That's very generous. It wouldn't be very typical, would it?
No.
Where was the house? In Bothwell itself?
Yes, right in the main, yes. And she built me a house, furnished it. Even bought the chooks and what have you.
Yeah, that's very generous.
And gave me $1,000, as I said, for a wedding present. And then there wasn't no work around, and a school bus come available. So she said, "Oh well, let's buy that, and you have the school bus." So I did that for years from the Great Lakes right up. And
where would you be driving the students to? What school?
Down from the Great Lakes to Bothwell.
To Bothwell.
Yes.
And was it once you dropped the kids off, did you have to wait around and pick them up and take them home again? Or?
Well, I'd have to pick them up about 3:30, I think it was. But then I opened up when the house was built. I had a big shed in the backyard.
Yeah.
So so I started doing mechanical work and I worked. Doing mechanical work and welding and all that sort of thing till right up until I took sick.
Yeah, and did now when you say you got sick, what age did you get tuberculosis?
Well, I got that when I was about 20. I had 3 years in hospital.
So. When did you first realise you had TB, and did anybody else have it in the district?
Oh, there was a lot of people at it, different people at it, yes. When I realised I had it, I was working pretty hard. When the mother-in-law built me the house, fenced it in with a lantern at night time, because it was a couple acre block.
Yeah.
And I fenced it during the night time, and then I built trailers and things like that of a night time. Worked pretty hard. I worked pretty hard, and anyway, I took crook and I got pneumonia, and I went to the local doctor and he said, "Look, if you don't ease up the way you're working, you'll finish up with." You don't want to finish up with TB if you know.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's exactly what happened. I come home from the school bus one morning, and the kiddies was playing on the back veranda, mm-hmm. and with the football, and I grabbed the football and was playing when I went to kick it, and I hemorrhaged.
What did that mean?
Well, I hemorrhaged from the mouth and I bled pretty severely, and they got the doctor to me straight away.
Yeah.
And they packed me in a canvas stretcher and covered me with ice.
Why'd they do that?
To stop the bleeding.
Okay. And put you in an ambulance and took.
Yeah, took me to straight to the Royal Albert Hospital. Mm.
Now, did many people in the area, had you heard of TB before? many people in the area had.
Yes, there was a Horn family, lived in Bothwell, but no relation, and they lost the whole family.
Is that right?
Mm. And they were lovely girls. They were pretty girls, by gee, they were pretty.
And where did you end up in Hobart?
I ended up in the Royal Hobart Hospital.
And did you go? Did they move you to the Infectious Diseases Hospital, or you stayed at the Royal?
I stopped at the Royal till the bleeding.
Yep.
Stopped, and they were skin, and then they moved me to Creek Road, which was they called it the Chest Hospital.
The Chest Hospital.
Mm. And that was a lot of people there with TB from everywhere, over Tasmania.
How many you? Just out of guess.
Suppose it'd be. It'd have to be. I suppose 40 people, 40, 50 people there.
And what sort of treatment were they given, and did many of them survive?
In the early days, there was. They only said you rest was the only thing. And then they brought. There was a. What they call streptomycin come in.
Yeah.
And it was an injection, and it was like golden syrup.
Yep.
And they used to inject that into you, and it'd come up like a big lump, and you just have to rub it to get it out of your knees, and sometimes they would leave the syringe in there, so as it, because your legs were so bad, you couldn't have them in the tail because you were sitting down. And then they brought out what they called PASS. They were a big tablet, and they were big as a shilling piece. And you used to have to take 9 of them a day.
Was it painful? Keep talking.
No, it wasn't painful at all. You had no pain.
Keep talking. Did you spend much time in an iron lung, Jack?
I spent.
Keep going here.
Oh,
thanks a lot.
No.
Hang on, Jack. We might actually rewind that. Hang on a sec.